Pulse One Sport. Full-time rewind.
2 minutes gone here on Pulse One Sport. Third corner of Halifax towards the near post. And a chance and a goal for Halifax Town.
Oh, it's Steve Williams.
Steve Williams it is. It just flicked off the city boot on the edge of the six-yard box and the corner came in low. Williams is all alone. He's about 3 yards out. And he knocks it into the net and a disastrous start for the Bantams here. Halifax can profit off this corner and it comes towards the 6 yard line. Williams was attacking it and he almost got there as well. Big Steve Williams, it's come back out to the corner taker, clips it in towards the far post, header comes in. Williams makes a brilliant save from Steve Williams' header. That was Steve Williams that time. That is a brilliant save from Ben Williams and he keeps the score at 1-0.
It's amazing, it's so dangerous from set pieces. Every time the ball comes in, he's going to score.
Seeing to Kennedy once more. He's dispossessed though, that was pretty poor from Kennedy. Gives Pennicott a chance to run at Sheehan. Gets the tackle in, or Pennicott gets away from him now. Plays it back towards Bowden here with a chance. Oh, he's put it over and that was a great opportunity for Halifax's top scorer. And City again, guilty of giving the ball away. First Kennedy, then Sheehan didn't deal with Pennicott. And Bowden has an opportunity. And that perhaps should have been 2-0. 1-0 to Halifax at the moment on Pulse One Sport. That's a great ball from Clark into Stead. Must be the equaliser. He's round the keeper and he scores! John Stead for the second game running. And he brings the Bantams level. Superb play from Billy Clark, slotting it into his path. He goes round the keeper and he puts it in. It's Halifax 1, City 1. Little ball in field to Moraes in the box. Shoots and he scores! Felipe Moraes turns things around for the Bantams. 1-0 down at the break. 7 minutes into the second half. They lead by 2-1. Billy Clark again involved. And Felipe Moraes fires City into the lead. Fired forward by Ben Williams up towards the halfway line. It's the Halifax man who flicks it into the path of Yates. Plays a lovely ball in behind the defence. Billy Clark's onto it here. This could be 3-1. Glennon makes the save. And then he falls on the second ball. And the ball's actually squirmed out from underneath the keeper. And Halifax have got it away. But that should have been 3-1 with Jamie Jackson. He's into the box here. Is Bowden turns on it. Great block from McArdle. Maynard with the shot. It's deflected wide for a corner. Matt Glennon is in there. In comes the corner, up towards the back post. The header comes in, and it's hooked off the line by Meredith. Back in it goes, still not clear. Overhead kick, John Stead's in there. He only heads it to the Halifax man, and it comes to Kennedy, and he's going to whack it away, and that's the full-time whistle.
What
a finish. But the Bantams have done it. Your thoughts on a very tough cup tie?
Yeah, well, we knew it would be tough because Halifax were a big, strong, physical team. We've got five centre-halves on the pitch, long throws, set plays, all that we knew would be tough today and we'd have to stand up and be counted. Obviously we couldn't have got off to a worse start with a goal from a set play situation. But we just said to the lads at half time that, you know, we've got to do what we set out to do during the week, which is stay strong when we've got to be, but stay calm in possession of the ball, and you know, we were confident that we'd create chances, and fortunately we took two of them.
The game turned around quickly in the second half. Billy Clark's introduction, an outstanding second half performance from
him. Yeah, very much so. When you're not in the team, it's never easy. But you've got to respond the right way, which he did, and I thought he was excellent.
It's obviously a difficult decision you had to make, because last time we spoke, he was at Bristol City, he played well, got the goal, and then hasn't been in the side since. It's decisions that you have to make as a manager.
Yeah, well, all you can do as a player is every time you get on the pitch, do your absolute utmost to make sure next time we're picking the team you're one of the first names on it. And in fairness to Billy, he was excellent when he got onto them.
And John Stead, 2 goals in 2 games. Yeah, for him, confidence growing with him as well.
Yeah, he was good second half. First half, I thought, you know, he wasn't great, but he was feeling his groin, and a lesser character would have come off at half time, but he stayed on, took his goal really well, and you know, we just needed that moment of quality in and around the box. I felt in the first half we'd had some good possession, we'd switched to play well, we'd had a lot of good possession in and around the box, but lacked that real bit of quality just in the box where you need it, which obviously wins your games of football. And the two goals were terrific, and it's great to be in the hat. You know, this was always going to be a tough game. I came here to watch him against Chorley, and you know, the whole place was eagerly anticipating. Yep. Bradford City coming into town. You know, it's probably their biggest game since they came out of the league. So we're always going to face a team who are really hungry and aggressive in everything they did. But in the main, I thought we stood up to it terrifically well.
And you know what it's like to be the manager of the team, the underdogs, don't you, from the League Cup run a couple of years ago. So you've learned from that.
Yeah, it was just a shame because, you know, straight away we gave a corner away, Alan. You know, get the corner away, and it was frustrating because everything we said we needed to do, get off to a good start, we didn't do. But all you can do at half time, and we said to the lads that, you know, we don't want Alan Sheehan's back pass to be talked about. We want us winning to be talked about, and that'll be quickly be forgotten if we win the game. And you know, there's some big performances today. I thought Davis was back to his best at the heart of the defence, won every single header which went in the box, and he was colossus today.
Were there some strong words said at half time that we're out quite early?
Not really, because we just said that, you know, it's exactly how we thought it would be. The physicality of their team, we've got to stand up to it. But we're not going to, if it becomes a war for the whole 45 minutes or whole 90 minutes, we're not going to win. We've got to make sure we play. And, you know, when we did that, we looked a real threat.
And Felipe Mireille, his performance rewarded with a goal as well.
Yeah, pleased for Philippe. Took his goal really well. You know, he's a real athlete, and he's getting better all the time. And I thought he was a great outlet for us today on the right-hand side.
And you'll be hoping, again, this can kick-start another run of good results. The performances have been there, and the results maybe not, but you'll be hoping now this sort of result and performance can get you moving in the right direction.
Well, we said that before the game, that we wanted to come here today and get our season off and running again. And in terms of the result, you know, we played well last week against Doncaster, didn't get it, but it was important today. We got the result and we're in the hat, because, you know, people are talking about the financial implications for Halifax. Obviously for us, we've earned, you know, some good money today from the TV, add that to the Leeds game. So we're doing okay in terms of the cups, but we'd like to go that one better and get in that third round, and then that opens up all kinds of opportunities.
And just a couple of things that the fans will be trolling home. Just want to know the latest on James Hansen, injured in the week.
He's not been injured in the week. He's just got this problem with
ongoing,
his thighs.
Is it?
And he's had an injection, a steroid injection. Now, what our plans are, that if by Tuesday he's not in training, absolutely flat out, ready to go, then we'll send him to George's Park in Burton for a week, because we've kind of tried everything to get him right, and it might be just he needs a week away of intensive treatment to get him right. Because we need James back. You know, if you look at today's game, the kind of physicality of them, he'd have been perfect to help us combat that. So we need him back. He's our top scorer, but we need him back not the way he's been playing in the last couple of weeks. We need him back the way he was at the start of the season. So we're trying everything. Matt Barris and his medical team, you know, sent him to specialists this week. We've had this steroid injection, which we had to get clearance from the FA to have, but he only had that, I think it was on Thursday. And he needed, on Friday, he needed two complete days rest before he's allowed to train again. So hopefully by Tuesday he's back. If he's not, we'll send him away for a week, and hopefully the week after Preston he'll be fine.
And just finally, anything you can tell us on the Sylvain Ebanks-Blake situation?
Unfortunately for us, Sylvain strained his hamstring in the game on Wednesday, which is a real blow. He'd scored a couple of goals, and I thought he got three, but Mark Harrison tells me one was an own goal, but from our side it was three. And then he just overstretched for a ball and his hamstring tightened up, which he's had problems with before, and that was one of the reasons we want to put the game on. So we just need to, I think with him he'll probably be out another 10 days with that, and we need to get him back up next week and assess him, because he's someone who can put the ball in the back of the net, no doubt about that.
So I take it that he's someone you are wanting to sign then?
Interested in, but obviously, you know, the question mark we had is durability to go and play, because, you know, we can't wait for weeks and weeks and weeks to get him right. So we just want to see how it goes this week with his injury, and hopefully after the Preston game we'll sit down with him.